إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلمون كرجل واحد، المسلمون كرجل واحد، إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله، وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he tells us that the believers, the ummah, are like one body. They are like one body. If the eye is hurting, the whole body complains. And if the head is hurting, then the whole body complains. And this is a hadith that was heavily discussed almost a year ago when the bombardment and the genocide in Gaza started. And I think now that it's almost been a year, it's time for us to step back and reflect. Have we been feeling the pain of our brothers and sisters? Have we been behaving like the rest of the body of the ummah? Or have we left that body? Or have we amputated ourselves from that body? Because really what is going to tell us, what is going to give us the answer is, have we been feeling the pain or not? Or have we been ignoring what has happened? Have we become desensitized and forgotten about our brothers and sisters in that region? It's been over one year now, subhanAllah. 41,000 people dead. Can you imagine 41,000 people? 16,000 of them are children. 100,000 injured. Over 10,000 missing. 10,000 missing. Nobody knows where they are. 60,000 residential buildings destroyed, damaged. 85% of schools are damaged. Half of the hospitals barely function, subhanAllah. And so I think it's a good time for us to step back and reflect. Have we done what we were able to do? Have we contributed? Or have we just laid back and watched? Because if it's the latter, then we are not really part of that ummah, that body that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam talks about in the hadith. And today I want to take a few minutes to go over and reflect and do some tadabbur and benefits from some of the ayat in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, starting from ayah 71. Well, Surah An-Nisa, one of the themes of Surah An-Nisa, it has multiple themes, but one of the themes is about fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's in the physical battle or in the battle of the minds and heart and hearts, and supporting the oppressed. And another theme is speaking about the hypocrites. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks right at the beginning of the Quran, He tells us there are three kinds of people: الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا المتقين, the believers, and then He mentions the disbelievers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, and then He mentions وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. The third category, which He speaks the most about, the hypocrites who are in the last level of Jahannam. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. In this same surah, this ayah is mentioned. And so this surah speaks about those people. Dear brothers, inshallah, if you can move forward and to your left as much as you can, inshallah, make space. Barakallahu feekum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا. And you have to understand these ayat were revealed in Medina. The Muslims have left Mecca. Most of the Muslims have left the oppression of Mecca, but many of them have stayed behind. Many of them could not leave Mecca where they were being oppressed. And so a group of them left and did hijrah to Medina, regrouping, gaining strength. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, remember in Mecca, they were told to hold back, to have patience, to not fight back. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. O you who believe, take precaution. خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ فَانْفِرُوا ثُبَاتٍ أَوْ انْفِرُوا جَمِيعًا. When you need to go fight your enemies, then you go together in groups or all together in one group. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, number one, is telling us that you need to have precautions, you need to plan. You need to regroup. And you need to be united. Now when I speak about these ayat, you can say, oh, these are for the people in the battle. Not for us. No, it's for us as well. Because we are part of that body. And if we are part of that body, if you consider yourself part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you are in that battle. Maybe not the physical one. But the battle is wider than that. And more broad than that. For he says, فَانْفِرُوا ثُبَاتٍ أَوْنْفِرُوا جَمِيعًا. Go together as small groups or as a united group. So number one is for us to be united. When we do something, when we boycott, we are united. When we protest, we are united. When we're complaining to the government and to politicians, we are united. Because that's where the strength comes from. And then he mentions about a group of hypocrites. He says, وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ. Some of the ulama says this could be a group of the believers. Some said the hypocrites. The latter seems like the stronger opinion because he says, وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنْ. But there's a group of you that like to lag behind. يعني they don't want to be at the front of the battle. They don't want to put themselves at risk. They want to wait to see how it unfolds. They want to wait to see what happens. وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنْ. They want to just stand behind. فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trials you, tests you with a musiba, so these people, they stand behind, they say, قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me that I avoided that musiba. إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعْهُمْ شَهِدًا. الشَّهَادَة, like being a martyr, is one of the greatest, subhanAllah, one of the greatest honors that a Muslim can get. But here he's saying it's a ni'mah that I'm not one of them. SubhanAllah. Look how the hypocrite thinks. Because he loves this dunya. And he does not care about the akhirah. So he says, when a musibah strikes, when a musibah strikes you, O believers, these group, they say, you know, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and I avoided that musibah. And then look what he says, وَلَئِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you come back with a victory, وَلَئِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَيَقُولَنَّكَ أَلَّمْ تَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ مَوَدَّهُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَعَهُمْ فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. So he says, so when the believers have a victory, have an upper hand, now he says, I wish I was with them. Remember, he just stays behind, and because that's what the hypocrite is. The hypocrite is, when things are good for the believers, he's with them. When things are bad for the believers, he's against them. He's with the kuffar. He's with the disbelievers. They just look for their own maslaha, their own benefit. And look what he says, Allah. He says, كَأَن لَمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ مَوَدَّهُ. He says, it's as if there is no relationship between. Why is he saying that? Because the one who has a relationship, the one who is part of that body that An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he would be with you when it's difficult and when it's easy. If you really have a relationship with that body, then you would be there in the difficult times, in the musibah, and when there's fadl, when there's a victory. But Allah says, they're saying this as if there is no relationship. Yeah, they're not even part of the ummah here. So are we in that position? Are we from those who stand behind and just wait until everything is done and finished? And then we say, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَعْمَ. I wish I was with them. فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. So they can, I can have that great victory. And then Allah says, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. those who are willing to trade this dunya, which is not worth anything, those who are willing to trade this dunya for the akhirah, then let them fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيُقَاتِلْ, this is a fi'l amr. فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. Those who are willing, who understand the value difference between the akhirah and this dunya, who are willing to trade their dunya for the akhirah, they should fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, whoever fights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ. There's only two scenarios. فَيُقْتَلْ, he's killed, he's defeated, he loses something in this dunya, whether it's wealth or time or their life. فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ, or they're victorious. In both scenarios, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, then indeed we will give them a great reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switches and says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What is wrong with you? Look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing. He says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What is wrong with you that you are not fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or even at least, فِي سَبِيلِ الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ يعني. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ. The mustad'afin are those who have been made weak, who have been weakened, who have been oppressed, who have been wronged. And this ayah came down speaking about the people of Mecca. Ibn Abbas, he says, myself and my mother were from the mustad'afin. And the people of Mecca, the mushrikeen of Mecca, they would not just oppress the men, they would oppress the women, and they would oppress the children. Exactly what is happening in Gaza and in Lebanon right now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, المستضعفين من الرجال. He mentioned the ones who are supposed to have the most strength first, to show you what a dire situation it was. والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان. The women and the children. How come that you're not fighting for them? How come that you're not standing for them? Allah didn't say, والمستضعفين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمسلمين والمؤمنين. He mentioned مستضعفين. Muslim, non-Muslim. Islam came 1400 years ago, before any of this human rights discussion, before the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, came to say that Islam stands with the mazloom. The Muslim, it's an obligation for him to stand against injustice, to stand with the mazloom, Muslim or non-Muslim. But here, min bab awla, يعني even more reason to stand against this oppression when it's in the blessed lands of Palestine, where Baytul Maqdis is. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. For the people of Mecca in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, where the Kaaba is. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing a scenario where these people are so desperate, they're in such a bad situation, that they're asking Allah, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. Who would ask Allah, what kind of believer would ask Allah to take them out of Mecca? Unless it was such a dire situation. Who would want to leave the blessed land of Palestine unless they're in such a dire situation? He says, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. رَبَّنَا, they're crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The men, the women, and the children. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. This city, this land, whose inhabitants are ظالمين. They're oppressors. وَجَعَلَّنَا, that's the first request. Oh Allah, take us out of this oppression. وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. And appoint for us from min ladunka, from you, O Allah. We know this is a situation that seems impossible, but look at their iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that these people are people of iman. And this is something that we have to be proud of for our brothers and sisters in that region right now, who are still making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still have that iman. That they're saying, O Allah, اجعلنا من لدنك وليا, send us a savior.
واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who help for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make us from those ansar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's only two groups in this battle. الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت. Those who have iman, they fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fight for the oppressed. They stand against injustice. والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت. Those who have disbelief, whether it's outward or inward, some people might show belief, but inside it's disbelief. They fight for the sake of طاغوت, of evil. فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to fight Shaytan and his allies. Why? إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Don't give up, because the kaid of a shaytan is weak. No matter what Allah has given them from money, from wealth, from weapons, from support, you should have yaqeen that their kaid, that their plan is da'if. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that. And that's why you should keep fighting fi sabilillah. So which group are you in? Which group are we in? وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us about a group of people. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers, now stand up. Stand up for your rights. Fight back. And then Allah tells us that there's a group that they don't want to fight. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They're comfortable where they are. They love the dunya more than the akhirah. So he says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Have you not seen those group who initially they were told, كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ, hold back, and just pray and pay your zakah, do your obligations. But then, فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ, then when fighting was prescribed upon them, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ, a group of them started fearing people. يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, they started fearing people like the way they would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةِ. Actually, some of them would fear the people more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا, and they would say, رَبَّنَا, look at رَبَّنَا here. The first رَبَّنَا, subhanAllah, from the believers, is asking for help. Here, they're trying to make excuses. رَبَّنَا لِمَ كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ. Why did you prescribe fighting for us? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. If only you could delay it for us. Why they're saying this? Because of their love of this dunya. Because of not believing of the reward of the akhirah. Because of not loving the akhirah. Because of not wanting the akhirah. Allah says, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. This is the fact. مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. The enjoyment of this dunya is qaleel, is very little. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And al-akhirah, the hereafter, is better for those who have taqwa, who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from muttaqeen. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. You will not be wronged. Not even fatila. Fatila يعني is that string that is in the middle of the date. When you open the date and there's like a string on the seed. Allah says you won't even be wronged for that much. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. يعني you will get what you fight for. You will get what you gave up for. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. These people, they're scared of their rizq, they're scared for their life. But Allah says, أَصْلًا أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you are, if it's written for you to die, you will die. You staying behind and saying, why did you write, why did you prescribe this for us? Why do I have to spend my money? Why do I have to spend my time to help these people who are far away? Allah says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ أَصْلًا. Wherever you are, maut will come to you. Death will come to you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you are in fortified towers, even if you are in protected bunkers, death will come to you. If it was written, it was written. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking now about al-qadr, that whatever is written is written. You're not escaping, you're not decreasing. You being bakhil and not spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your time and money is not increasing you in money. What was written for you. What was written for you to lose, you will lose it. Whether it's for sake of Allah or for sake of something else. And then he says, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. If something good happens to them, this group of people, they say this is from Allah. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. If something bad happens to them, they say this is from you, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yeah, this is because of the deen, because of Islam. That's why this is happening to us. Allah says, قُلْ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is predestined from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. What's wrong with these people? لَا يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. They don't understand how things work. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good happens to you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah reminds us that, وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever difficulty comes to you, it can also come because of your sins. Don't go around blaming the Prophet or Islam or whatever it is. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And so we have to remember that. And so we learn from this, from these ayat here in Surah An-Nisa, number one, that when we fight our enemies, whether it's in the battlefield or here, we fight as a united group. And that's where the strength and the victory comes from, number one. Number two is that whatever you give up from this dunya, you will be rewarded for it somewhere greater. Number three is that Islam came to stand against injustice. And if you consider yourself part of the ummah, then you need to be standing against injustice in whatever medium you can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everybody's situation. And that whatever was written for you, from rizq, from life or death, it will happen whether you stand back or you stand in the front line against injustice and for the oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Allahumma azza al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واحمي عوزة الدين ودمر أعداء الدين ووحد بين صفوف المسلمين اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ثم صلوا وسلموا على خاتم النبيين ورسول رب العالمين فقد أمرتم بذلك في كتابه المبين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون